loving Femina. I've gone to it before, but I realize there's one closer to my house than the one I usually go to. And they're actually really nice at this place. They had some complimentary or samples of iced coffee and some cookies. And the cashier was super nice. She warmed up my spinach and egg muffin. And I also bought some cold iced green tea. It is very hot in LA. Sorry, I'm just like, I needed maybe a bigger sample of iced coffee. I think I was up early. Still not awake yet. For some reason, it takes me a few hours to wake up. I don't know what that's about, but it's always been the case. And especially if I don't have makeup on. Right now, I'm not wearing makeup, so for whatever reason, once I have makeup on, I feel more awake. I don't know if that's more of a mental thing or just like, I'm so used to it, putting on makeup for school or what have you. Even when I used to work as a receptionist, as soon as I put on makeup, I was a different person. I don't know, my mask. But anyways, last night I had the chance to see Nine Inch Nails, and I wasn't really planning on going to the show. I mean, I wasn't like gonna go out of my way to do it, but I did want to go. And I'm very glad that I did. I actually got the ticket through Twitter on a random glitch, so that's pretty awesome. And the opening band was Health. I don't know why I wanted to say Heath, like the candy bar, but Health. And they started off with this horrible, like, couple songs. They were, it's just like unorganized noise. It was just, I wanted to walk out. I was like, I'll wait on the patio. This is, shit is ridiculous. Like, no one was doing anything. I don't even know who liked that. But then, as soon as they got going, I was amazed. A few songs later, I was like in a trance, dancing. I loved it. And Trent started off with that song. I don't even know the name. Bow Down for the One... To the One You Serve, and then he did Terrible Lie, and his very last song after the second encore was Hurt. And the one song that I did get excited for, it's not necessarily even my favorite, but it has a lot of energy, was The Hand That Feeds You, or... Sorry, I'm just like not proving to be a very intellectual Nine Inch Nails fan, but yeah, I was jumping so high to that song. It was just, I felt it throughout the entire thing, and I, at that point in time, I probably could have punched someone, not really cared. It was semi-close to the mosh pit for a little bit, but then I got out of that because it was just, no, I don't like being roughed up at a show. But for that song, yeah, maybe that was, I felt it. All right, cheers.